Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker. This is Talk Wrestling on TalkSport 2.
You're listening to Talk Wrestling from the TalkSport on your Fight Night podcast feed, and it is Royal Rumble week. Cat, no way. What are you laughing at me for, John? This is one of my favourite weeks.
It's your weird little drum on the desk.
This is one of my favourite weeks of the year, and it was teed off brilliantly with Monday Night Raw last night. So we're going to be looking back on that, previewing the Royal Rumble. WWE 2K24 have announced the cover stars for the new game out in the not too distant, so we'll discuss that as well. And we're going to be joined by a very special guest, Ron Killings, the legend himself, the newest member of the Judgment Day, if he's to be believed, at least the brilliant R-Truth. That's all coming up on Talk Wrestling from Talk Sports. Johnny! How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good. R-Truth, also, sorry, Ron. We'll call him Ron. Ron Killings.
Big Ron.
Ron Killings. My latest follower on Instagram.
Ah, nice. Yeah. It's after you posted a video of you being really awkward with him.
Well, he did.
Just days after you being awkward with Usain Bolt, so...
Yeah, he did the old, I'm pretending I'm talking because you think I'm on mute joke on me. And I was trying to fix the technical issue and, you know, with someone from WWE there breathing down our neck, we've only got 10 minutes to chat to him. And obviously he was joking around. I will tell you now that the interview is blighted with internet problems. but it's still
the
okay.
The irony that he did that and then you had all sorts of internet issues, yeah.
It's because I'm on the 5G internet, Will. Unfortunately, I live rurally now, so I don't have the super fast broadband. But it's fine. It came out all right, and there's videos to go with it as well. And always nice to chat to R-Truth. He's one of the most genuine people in the world of wrestling. And I can't remember if it was you that was chatting to him or someone else was telling me they were chatting to him, where he had to stop an interview once because one of his kids did something naughty behind a sofa. Was that you, Will?
That wasn't me, but yeah. Now I want to hear that
so
story.
So when I put the video up, someone said that he had to stop an interview once because when his kids were younger... One of them had done their toilet behind his sofa and he was having to pull them away from doing it.
So absolutely.
It sounded pretty chaotic in the Killings household. But yeah, great to chat to R-Truth. He's looking forward to the Royal Rumble as much as we are. I will leave his prediction, and he kind of gave me a cryptic prediction, which I think we'll leave till the end of the show. But I'll leave him to do that. But yeah, he's loving being back, and he's, you know, rehabbed that injury and came back. And I was quite surprised to see him straight back into the action and into such a big storyline with Judgment Day, but you know, great to see him there, and he continues to play his role brilliantly. And we won't spoil Raw from last night if you haven't watched it, but you know, he had a part to play in it, as he always does. With his the best thing I like about it was the video that they put out beforehand where he's chatting to Miz, obviously old buddies from when they were tag team partners, and he said that he's a little bit worried about the Mysterio brothers. And Miz was like, "What do you mean?" He meant Dom and Nick, yeah. Good.
Look, I have to say, like, with the... My only feeling with what they're doing there is that I think there is a real place for it, and they had it with JD McDonagh coming in as well, and I think, like, it keeps that group fresh from just being, look how dominant we are, look how brilliant we are. But I thought last night we had some faffing with Miz and Dom and Nick, the Mysterio brothers.
Yeah.
There was some fun with that. They continued it with what was a really great hoss fight later in the show with Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest, and I really liked the result of that fight, and I thought it was a really good fight. I'm like, they just need to be a little bit careful, as much as I'm loving the R-Truth stuff and the t-shirt and the promos and the, everything else, just maybe not making the whole thing too silly. Because right now they've got an incredible situation with the Judgment Day where they've had this new senior money in the bank briefcase created, which is teasing this idea that there's going to be maybe not the contract in there, and that Finn Balor has kept the original contract for himself. And I could definitely see that coming to a head at Royal Rumble or maybe Elimination Chamber in Australia. I thought it was a brilliant main event. I thought it was really, really well teed up. And I just thought, like, as much as I'm loving R-Truth,
yeah,
you didn't need it happening in two different matches in the show. We could have just done it on the earlier one and made the main event serious.
They must have a plan. They must have a plan for R-Truth. Maybe he's the sort of added spice in there. I went on a sitcom writing course, Will, and they were saying that when you're playing out a story, doing it in a location or having something buzzing around in that scene that is completely different and takes your attention is actually a very clever way to get a story across. They did it in Friends, where there was a pigeon, if you remember that episode of Friends. I can't remember right. What it was, and they were trying to have, I think it was Joey and Rachel were trying to have a serious conversation, but they were also trying to stop a pigeon from flying around the flat. And I feel that maybe R-Truth is playing the position of the pigeon. He is the welcome distraction. I don't know, who knows. But I have to also point out my favourite moment of Raw from last night was our good friend Gunther suggesting that Royal Rumble was on Sunday, and Michael Cole had to very, very vehemently, he didn't say that he got it wrong, but he very clearly said Sunday many, many times afterwards, which was quite good.
I'm not somebody to disagree with Gunther. It's not something I would recommend, but by the way, it's definitely Saturday.
Yeah, I love to see him come out though and face up against Seth Rollins, because, you know, we've been waiting all week to see what's up with Seth Rollins' knee. I kind of get the vibe they probably don't know how it is, and they obviously want him at WrestleMania because there's a storyline there, so they're just going to see how it goes, and I guess they'll have a backup plan in place, but he'll obviously want to be there. And it's good that he's not torn his ACL, which would have been, you know, probably 9 months out. He's just got a grade 2 MCL tear and a bit of a meniscus problem. And I've got a meniscus problem, probably not as bad as that, but you can kind of work through it with, you know, the right strapping and everything. So, positive news, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder if I still feel like they're eventually teeing up Seth and Cody at Mania. I still think that's the direction that they're now heading in. And actually, I'm starting to win round to the idea that Seth and Cody, Seth and Punk at Mania. It's because we had that great Punk and Cody thing, and I'm kind of winning round to the idea of that. But also, I think if you ended up having to take the title off Seth, Gunther is an excellent interim champion, a guy you can have beat him, say, at an event like Elimination Chamber, still feels big when he's at WrestleMania, still feels like a big match without it being like you're taking a moment away from somebody or losing a story. I kind of hope that they just get to do the story that they're trying to do. And talking of finishing your story, I kind of, these two things tie in together, because we had the Punk and Cody face-off last night, which I saw a really mixed reaction to online. I thought it was pretty sensational.
Yeah, it was great.
I think
was being negative?
So there was a bit of negativity towards the fact that essentially WWE advertised that they were going to face off instead of having one of them come out and interrupt the other and do it more naturally, and that it just didn't feel as natural as it could have done. But it, for me, it's the most natural feud of all the stuff that they're teeing up at the moment. It might not be the one we get straight away. It might not be the one for Mania. But post-Mania, if one of those two men ends up with a title, their obvious feud for them is the other, right? Cody and Punk missed out on each other in AEW, missed out on each other properly in the earlier WWE days. Two of the biggest stars in the company, two of the best talkers on the mic. I thought they were brilliant. Like, I'm still having to be one round to Punk in WWE. And yeah, we've still got to see more in-ring action out of him.
Do you mean some?
Well, yeah, but he has fought some, you know, house shows and stuff. But I'm being slowly won round to the idea, right?
So when he came out, I noticed that he was wearing really, really terrible jogging bottoms and Hoka trainers. And I was thinking, wow, he's made no effort there. And then I realised when they referenced it that it was very intentional, and I'd actually completely fallen for it. I love falling for, like, advertising marketing. I'm an absolute sucker. And, you know, the whole thing of you wearing your really nice suit while I'm wearing the stuff that I wore to the gym. You've got to think that CM Punk he won't be a babyface for long. If Cody wins the title and they feud, then Punk is definitely going to be turning heel. He's going to be annoyed that the golden boy has got everything he wants and everything. And I'm here to watch that. And I can't imagine people found that bad last night, because I thought it was really good.
Is there any part of the Rumble that, like, how are you feeling about this weekend and the men's side of the Rumble? How are you expecting it to go? Because it still feels pretty nailed on Punk for me. But more and more so, they are at least selling me that they might rope-a-dope me.
Final four. Who are final four going to be? Well, it's going to be Gunter.
I mean, Gunter, Drew, Cody, and Punk would make perfect sense. Obviously, in the final four. Gunter, we have to remember, I've forgotten he Ironmaned last year. It was the last man out, having come in at one.
Yeah.
His return has reminded me what an absolute superstar he is. That feels like the obvious final four. Any of those four, I'd be happy to win it. I don't think Gunter wins it.
No. Gunter, they're just setting it up for future. They needed someone to come out and you know, say something when Seth was doing his speech, so that Seth could basically say, "I'm ignoring doctor's orders." But you're not going to bring someone pointless out, are you? You need to bring someone that has some gravitas down the line. So Gunter makes perfect sense. So I like that. I don't know. I can't see it being a massive surprise in the Royal Rumble, but stranger things have happened, right?
Yeah, I do still just increasingly feel like it's going to be Punk. But I'm excited to see how they tee it up, and I think the women's side is much more open.
Yeah, we want Bayley to win there, don't we?
Oh, desperately want Bayley to win.
Because she's a Niners fan, and the Niners are in the championship game on Sunday.
And then when the Niners reach the Super Bowl, when the Niners reach the Super Bowl on Sunday, and Bayley is already the Royal Rumble champion, Royal Rumble winner.
Yeah.
What a weekend for the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And we can all have fun in Vegas together. And Bayley says she'll come out to Vegas.
Exactly. So, when you go to the Super Bowl, you'll chat to Bayley again. And then, much like Demi, the nice known as Rhea Ripley, who runs across the room and goes, "Oh, Will," every time she sees you. Don't worry, me and Al from 2K were talking about this only last night, how Rhea Ripley is such a great character. And we were just talking about the, you know, what she needs to do in wrestling. And then I had to remind him of that moment at WrestleMania last year when we were there with 2K20. And, you know, we had a very long day of interviews, big room, loads of people going round and round. And then suddenly out of nowhere, Rhea Ripley shows up, no makeup on, looks like she's just been to the gym, and just comes straight for you. Like, Will.
You are massively
bewildered.
Massively overselling this. And I appreciate you for it, and thank you. That's you are my wingman, my hype man, and everything else.
Don't call me Will, Demi. Just call me W.
God, can you imagine?
Yes. Can we just mention the fact? We haven't talked about the fact that from next January, big news today, we won't even be watching Monday Night Raw on telly. Not that most people watch on telly, probably watch on a tablet or whatever, but it's going to be on Netflix, which has been announced only hours ago today, which has come out of nowhere because they were discussing all the different places that it could go to, Amazon Prime, things like that. And suddenly Netflix have done a deal which is worth something like $5 billion, allegedly.
It's wild to me that as a company, you own your own streaming service outside of the US. You have a specific streaming service deal in the US for all of your pay-per-views or premium live events. Yeah, thank you for correcting me, PR man. You know, all of that stuff is already in place, and yet you're now getting into bed with the biggest streaming service of all to put on Monday Night Raw. And I know it's totally the same as just having a TV deal. I get that,
of course,
and it means that you're going to be able to watch it more on demand. It's going to be much easier, and people aren't going to have to have. Most people will probably have a Netflix subscription, might not have the sports channels. Much easier for people to watch it in the UK.
Great example at the moment. So I do motorsports here at TalkSport, and Formula E have moved to TNT Sports, and that's £30 a month minimum. Yeah, you get loads of sport, and if you love sport, fantastic. A lot of fans outcry because they used to watch it on YouTube, whereas Netflix is less than a tenner, isn't it, probably? Or maybe it is. I have no idea how much it is now. Not that I don't use my own account. Obviously, I just don't check the bills. But most people will
have
access.
The wife deals with that, right?
Yeah. Well, most people will have access to the old Netflix. So I think it's good. But the main thing I'm thinking of, and the first thing I thought about when I saw this earlier, was, are we going to get a Drive to Survive-style documentary behind the scenes at WWE as part of this? Because that seems to be something that is really popular with Netflix, having done Drive to Survive, and everyone's copying it now. That would be fantastic to watch people. I mean, I know we've had like Ride Along and things like that, but a real behind the scenes.
But I think WWE are excellent at doing retrospective stuff, at doing telling the story after they've told the story in the TV terms, going back and letting you see the behind the scenes stuff and how it came together and everything else. They're not so strong on the current iteration, and I get why, because as much as wrestling is not kayfabe compared to what it was, it's not, you know, it's not the 1980s anymore. It's no. not, it's not, you know, Hulk Hogan power slamming a man seems like the most amazing thing you've ever seen. It's very different, obviously, but there's still, people still want a little bit of surprise and mystery, and actually you see backlash towards people who you know, overwrite the storylines in advance or leak stuff because people actually want to enjoy watching the TV and getting surprised by a return, etc.
Okay, fine. Well, let's have a compromise. They follow a superstar as they lead up to each premium live event.
Yeah.
So for WrestleMania, they could be following Cody Rhodes. What's Cody Rhodes eating for breakfast? That's what I want to know. what's he? Where's that dog gone? I mean, you know,
has that dog gone? It's a great question.
All the time. Has he just found a dog sitter finally? Maybe he's just found a care for the dog. But, you know, maybe it'll happen, but I'm excited to see what happens with Netflix.
I am all on board for more WWE content, more wrestling content in general, more of everything. So, yeah, they're going to do it. It'd be just, they just have to be careful to do something new with it in a world that we've had a lot from.
I get that. I'm just excited to see where they go with it, because you say they've got their own streaming platform and everything like that. Bringing someone in like Netflix with, you know, the creativity and the platform they have, I think it's going to be better for everyone.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Good.
We've gone very WWE heavy in this episode, but we do have our truth coming up as well. And, you know, we've done lots of work
and
with
it's Royal
WWE
Rumble Week, Will.
2K in the past, and it is Royal
Forgive
Rumble
us.
Week. Are we going to do, let's do our truth and let's do our picks. After our truth, we'll get to our picks. But first, we've been talking a lot about Cody in this episode already, and he is one of three cover stars for WWE 2K24. It's a lovely video. Where have you seen the reveal video where they... So Cody Rhodes is going to be on the main version of the game, the kind of, you know, the retail in the stores version. The deluxe cover will see the two most recent Women's Royal Rumble winners, Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley, sharing the deluxe edition cover. And they will see... They showed all three of them together. Weirdly, it was a video from Triple H. I guess he's over in Australia getting things ready for Elimination Chamber or something. But he did
it was a pre-record. It wasn't even a live video.
Exactly.
Was it?
He didn't join them on Zoom. It was very much
he might jump out. Yeah. It was like a very, very corporate thing.
But he did them a little video and he told them they're going to be the cover stars. And it was Rhea Ripley in particular genuinely appeared to be moved by it and actually had to say, I'm not going to swear because you're filming, but that is absolutely awesome and absolutely wasn't the word that she used. And then they're also doing a 40 years of WrestleMania edition cover because it is WrestleMania 40 coming up at in Philadelphia in the not too distant future. And on that, of course, you're going to have The Rock and Taker and Hogan and Stone Cold and all the people you would expect. And I enjoy
going to have my favourite moment from WrestleMania when we went in New Orleans, which will be you play the character of John Cena sitting in the front row wondering if he's got a match. And then you have to press two buttons to run back up the ramp like he did at that one point before he came out and had his match. I don't know, maybe.
I think I'm one of the only people who loved all of that. Most people really hated it. Give me a 5-minute Undertaker match where he does all the moves and gets a win. Fine. Undertaker squashing Cena, no problem with that whatsoever.
So presumably they're going to do this like they did the John Cena sort of storytelling where you can play big moments from WrestleMania past rather than John Cena's life.
So here are the details of the game coming up. So they're doing the showcase of the Immortals, the 2K showcase, ...
Of the immortals.
I really botched that, I'm sorry. Celebrating 40 years of WrestleMania. So it will be doing, I guess, classic moments of WrestleMania rather than John Cena, which sounds fantastic to me. Massive roster this year, and some of the names on here. I mean, obviously, Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, and all the big names, but Andre the Giant, Batista, Bret Hart, Macho Man Randy Savage, China. I've seen the first graphics look absolutely incredible, just sensational. I think the last game, you and I agreed, was the standout 2K game, maybe ever.
It's been my favourite one.
This looks like they've taken that and just done lots of tweaks to make it better. I mean, they've added some new matches, an ambulance match, special guest referee. Special guest referee being back is massive for me. I cannot believe it was not in the last game.
But do you know what? I've got one gripe, Will.
Go on.
Casket match. That's one of the new four match modes. Great, right? Look down the character list. Where's Gangrel? I'm going to need Gangrel
for that. Maybe it'll be a DLC. We haven't had the DLCs announced
yet. Well, have you seen the pre-order DLC?
Go on.
The pre-order bonus, right? Because it's obviously Cody. You get Stardust.
Yeah.
You get Undo. dashing Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
You get Dusty Rhodes 1976 My Faction card. Superstar Billy Graham as well. You get a playable character, a metal Cody Rhodes bruised playable character. I don't know what that means, but we'll see. And here we go, Will. You get a Pharaoh Manager My Faction card. That's the dog.
Pharaoh's back! Pharaoh's back! We found the dog. He's on 2K24.
That's where he's been hiding. He's been hiding on the computer game.
He's been mo-capping for 2K24 for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Obviously, more details are going to come out. And the game itself comes out on the 5th of March. So, in plenty of time for a little bit of pre-playing before WrestleMania. And I know, and I don't think we've signed anything that says we can't talk about this. They might invite us down to the office again to have a little play on it so we can let you know if it's as good as we expect it to be.
Yeah, that wasn't on the NDA.
Thank the Lord.
good stuff. Look, let's hear from R-Truth and let's make our Royal Rumble picks.
Okay, right.
Because those are...
Let's set the scene. I'm sat there, jet-lagged, 10 minutes notice that R-Truth will be on the phone. Didn't reset my router. Always have to reset my router before I do anything big and important. Forgot to do it. R-Truth jumped on a call, mugged me off to start with, and it went better from there.
Ish.
I don't seem to be able to hear you.
Please.
Apologies. One second. Let me just double, I'll just double check.
I'm just joking with you, gentlemen.
Oh, there he is. You know who Usain Bolt is, right? The fastest man in the world, right? And I walked out on stage in front of the world's media. I went to shake his hand. I went for the fist bump. He went for the handshake. And then what followed was like 5 seconds of awkwardness. And I feel like we've just done that, but on Zoom. You're back. We're all so pleased that you're back.
And, oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, you've been away for a while. We'll talk about the injury in just a minute, but you come straight back into working with the hottest faction in WWE at the moment, the Judgment Day. Did you think you'd get like maybe, you know, kind of like a slow release back into the company, you know, slow reintroduction back onto TV, or did you know you were coming straight back into the heat of the action?
I just knew I was coming back, and my whole career has been like that. You know what I'm saying? With this business, man, like I've spent so much time in this business, you never know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? So you just take what they give you and you make it.
Hey, look, you've made it some pretty amazing moments already. Probably the favorite moment for a lot of us over here in the UK and Ireland is working with JD McDonagh, who we know really, really well. And I think we're all really pleased to see him, you know, working on Monday Night Raw. What's it been like working with him and with the others in the Judgment Day? Because it looks like a lot of fun.
Man, it's tremendously fun, man. It's, the vibe is there, man. The vibe there, the energy, and it just radiates. And it makes everything creatively organic and easy.
Is it one of those things where when you're hanging out backstage, you're discussing what you're going to do, does it take a little bit of time to sort of gel with them? Because I guess when you work with so many different people, as you've worked with so many different people over the years, you're not always going to have an instant connection with people. But right. I'm going to guess from watching on television that you do have that instant connection with these guys.
We're genuinely friends. So it's it makes it a lot less awkward. It makes it a lot less complicated, a lot less, you don't have to put too much thought with it. You just put a little of organic creativity to it because it's already there. The story is already there. You just have to pick episodes out of it.
Yeah, you could just be yourself, which is a thing, you know.
And that's what a lot of us is doing. Yes.
You have done it for so long and you've worked with Rey Mysterio for many, many years. I don't know whether you can remember the first time you were in the ring with Rey Mysterio, but you're now working with Dominic. That must be pretty weird because you must have seen Dominic from when Dominic was born.
Man, you know how many times we talked about that? Oh my gosh, yeah. It's I just spoke with Conan. Me, him, and Rey were talking together and we brought that up. And I've always called him my nephew. You know what I'm saying? He's always unk. So it's like, it's just a man, it's an honor, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a feeling you can't even express. It's just such a good feeling, man. Like, because I want everybody to win, especially my friends, my family. I love seeing people win, man. And seeing that generation just like step in place and take it and run with it. Yes.
How impressed have you been that you'll have seen guys and girls in wrestling take years to get the kind of heat that, well, even half the heat that Dom's managed to get straight away? You know, you must be watching there, and I know you'll have been watching while you were rehabbing, coming back to the ring. Right. Just seeing the reaction, he goes to speak, the arena is full of boos. And honestly, you can't train someone to do that. It's just, you know, he's just got it.
It's his time. And to be in the arena and hear that is like, oh my gosh. It gives me fuel and stuff to talk about. Because like, is so loud and so like it's such a thunderous boo. Like they don't want to hear nothing he has to say. Zip it, bro. We don't want you to even talk. Like, don't even like when he even bring the mic up, they start. And it's like, that's good for him, man. It takes years to get that kind of heat. Years.
Well, truth, look, we've got to talk about the Royal Rumble because the Royal Rumble is one of two, well, one of many highlights of the year. But for me, you know, it's the road to WrestleMania. I've been lucky enough to be there so many times. And, you know, when you get a surprise, when someone comes out you're not expecting, I think there's no reaction like that in the world of wrestling. You've had some pretty big moments in the Royal Rumble. And I think everyone, and I hope you agree, everyone probably thinks the best moment in the ring in the Royal Rumble for you is the famous ladder spot. Is that where you see it? Is that? I mean, you know, we know you love to have a laugh, and I mean that was something that I believe came from you.
Yes, that was my idea. But I don't think that's hard to top that one. That was like that's probably one of the biggest, my biggest Royal Rumble moment in my career that I know of.
When you look at people who have those big spots that are maybe away from the main kind of story of the Royal Rumble, they're those spots that everyone loves. And, you know, we're still watching it years later, over 10 years later. You and Kofi Kingston are the two people that put on those moments. And Kofi, we've seen him do some crazy acrobatic stuff.
Oh my gosh. Kofi is, he's like a David Copperfield with that. It's like you're waiting for him to pull a rabbit out of the hat. You know what I'm saying? He's the greatest at it.
Is there competition between you two? Or do you discuss ideas for these kind of things? Because I think you're the best two at those moments, those moments of surprise.
No, we don't discuss it at all. We, and me and Kofi like that, you know what I'm saying? We don't discuss it at all. We just happen to see each other do what they do at the time, when the time is right.
Truth, finally, look, thanks for spending some time with us. We know you're very, very busy ahead of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it's all good.
We've seen like CM Punk come back. We've seen The Rock. We've seen John Cena return briefly as well as Randy Orton. How do you feel that it's 2024? You know, you've had a really long career and everyone talks about this all the time. You're still on the same TV show. You're still in the ring with these legends. But even though it's 2024, it's not for nostalgic reasons. You know, it's still fresh. Everyone is still performing to the peak of their abilities. It's pretty special.
It's very special, man. It's a very special time and place to be right now at this moment.
If you can't win the Royal Rumble, I need a prediction from you.
And there's so many people gunning for that Royal Rumble spot, man. I don't know. I won't say anything until I know that Brock Lesnar is not in it.
Thank you very much for everything you've done, the magic moments we've seen throughout your career, and we look forward to seeing you make many more now you're back.
All right, appreciate it, man. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
R-Truth speaking with our very own John Jackson. You're listening to Talk Wrestling. There he is from TalkSport on your Fight Night feed. Don't forget to rate and review. We're going to make our picks for the Royal Rumble matches and for the other matches on the card. We've got Logan Paul against Kevin Owens in a United States Championship match. I mean, For me, John, outside of unless Logan Paul has got something else planned in the near future and there's something that's stopping him from being able to carry on, I don't think they end his reign so early. I think Owens is a perfect foil. They'll do something silly, throw themselves off something, through something, over something. There'll be some mental spot, but I see Logan Paul retaining.
The prediction should be how soon into the match we see KSI addressed as some kind of prime product, I think. I think we know he's going to win, but it'll be a case of when we see that. But yeah, I'm with you on that. Logan Paul is, he's taken that championship belt to all kinds of places it's not been before, so it's good for business. So therefore, he will retain it, I think.
I'm slightly surprised there's not been anything else added. I know we've got the two Rumble matches and they're trying to keep these premium live events to not being 4 or 5 hours long, but I thought we might get, like, the way they've been teeing up DIY's return, maybe we'd get a tag match. I thought maybe we'd get a United States match, something like that. But they've kind of kept it really well so far, unless something happens on SmackDown this week, which it very possibly could.
Yeah, exactly. They could add something, couldn't they?
But we do have the Fatal 4-Way for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And I am going to make the bold prediction.
Oh, here we go.
That Roman Reigns is not the champion by the end of Royal Rumble. I just... do something wild. Either let one of these guys win it off him, have Randy pin AJ to get the title and set up something with Cody. That would be an amazing finish the story moment, of course. Mm-hmm. Have LA Knight. What a pop that would be. For some reason, it's always pin AJ Styles in my head. Sorry, AJ.
AJ's come back and he's a badass now.
Without a title in 5 years. And I'm like, yeah, but he's the foil.
You're just bitter,
right?
That you weren't there to watch him win the title in Manchester. But yeah, go on.
Or we get... after teasing it's going to be against Seth for ages, we get the El Señor Money in the Bank cash in. And maybe it's not him, and maybe it turns out it's Finn, and they do that whole thing. Like, I just feel like there's some shenanigans on the way at the Royal Rumble so that they can justify doing Reigns Rock without also taking away from the title picture.
But are you going to end a man that's held a title across 5 different calendar years just at the Royal Rumble? I just don't know. And who do you give it to?
Yeah, but the Royal Rumble's one of the big four still.
But who
it's
do
not
you
a small
give it
event.
To? I suppose Randy Orton, but I don't know.
Also tease up Randy to reach 16. And then you get the match that Randy Orton wants and has wanted his whole career. He wants him on 16, Cena on 16, fighting out for the championship, and then they both retire. He's talked about it in interviews before. He loves the idea.
WrestleMania 2025, 2020. Randy's got a bit longer than that.
Yeah,
2027.
Yeah, he's only on 14, I believe, as well. So he's still got to win one, lose it, then win another one first.
I think if they are going all in on Reigns and The Rock, then yeah, fine. I get it.
It's my bold prediction.
I think the WWE Universe wouldn't be happy if he was cashed in on with Señor Money in the Bank. I don't think that would work.
Señor.
So in a way, I mean, could AJ Styles win?
No. I've already made that decision.
Could Gallows and Anderson come in and cause some chaos? Would that be a bit naff because they've not really been there for a while? They've just been in the background. I don't know. I'm going to stick with Roman Reigns winning and something happening. But no, I like your idea with that. I like your curveball.
I also said a US title match earlier, and I clearly meant an intercontinental title match.
I didn't even pick up on that, yeah.
thanks, mate. Rumbles. CM Punk?
It's got to be really, isn't it?
Does feel like it.
As much as I think about it.
I'd like it to be Cody.
Big E comes back.
I'm not sure Big E's ever coming back.
Well, you want a curveball.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love it.
Unless someone like Big
E
comes back, but yeah, it's unlikely. It's got to be, isn't it, really?
Is there a big surprise that we've not thought about somebody coming in and being...
Sean Waltman, probably.
Could The Rock come and be in the Rumble?
Oh, he could be in the Rumble.
That could tee up Rock and Roman.
Yeah. But
they don't need it. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. I'm the biggest don't waste the Rumble guy ever, and... Yeah, I'm the one now suggesting it. What am
okay,
I talking
the
about?
Okay, the curveball winner for the Royal Rumble for me, if I have to pick a curveball winner, I'm trying to think who they've subtly...
Drew feels like the curveball winner to me.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I would love it to be Pete Dunne, as he's come back.
Yes,
we haven't mentioned that
by
yet.
By the way, yes!
I'd love it to be Pete Dunne. It's obviously not me, Pete Dunne. Drew, who is allegedly out of contract, along with Finn Balor after WrestleMania, which is quite interesting. So... I mean, Drew is a good story as well, because obviously he held the title mainly while they were in the Thunderdome or whatever it was called. Was it the Thunderdome?
That's right, Max.
What was it called then?
Maybe it was the Thunderdome. What?
I can't remember what it was called. I blanked that time in WWE out of my mind. Anyway, yeah, I think Drew's the curveball. CM Punk's the most realistic. I agree with you.
Women's. I know we both want Bayley.
We both want Bayley. Curveball winner is... I guess Jade Cargill.
Nia Jax.
Oh no!
You know who my now person I want to win is.
Go on. Is it somebody who follows you on Instagram?
No, it's Becky Lynch.
Okay, fine.
Just because of that promo between her and Rhea, where she said did the whole "I think you might be better than me" thing. I thought that was superb. I thought the two of them absolutely brought it. I thought there was so much energy and passion, and that made me want to do it. But Bayley's my...
I think Jade Cargill. I think she's going to turn up. I think that's probably how they explode her onto the scene.
But at least that would mean that the Women's Rumble have done the job of, over the last few years, using the Rumble for what it's meant to be used for, which is elevating people.
Yeah.
If you're Bianca, Rhea, and then Jade Cargill as your back-to-back-to-back winners, that's progress. That's pushing forward. That's doing something with the Rumble. Whereas on the other side, it would be, you know, Cody, Punk. It's like we're bringing back all these big money stars, and the way we're getting them into a title match is by winning a...
Going back to the Men's Royal Rumble, is Okada going to show up? Because you read the rumours, you know. Actually, no, I don't think he can. I think he's booked somewhere, isn't he, in Japan?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think I was reading about this, and I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. And then someone was like, hang on, he's going to go AEW,
surely.
Really? Okay.
Well, Forbidden Door and all that.
Let's just let that happen, and we'll talk about that.
Well, he's with Kenny.
And he'll be there with Will Ospreay a bit more and do some more with him. Ooh. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Right, that wraps us up. Brilliant. Yep, thank you. Can't wait for the new 2K game. Loved R-Truth. Can't wait for Rumble this weekend.
Yeah, perfect stuff. We'll talk about the Rumble after the Rumble. Then we'll turn our attention to things down under, which I'm very excited about. We know some people going out there. We're absolutely jealous. So that's going to be great. We'll
still angry about it.
Yes, still livid. But, you know, Perth's quite a long way to go for a premium live event that's probably 3 hours long. But you never know. If anyone wants to take us there, we'll happily go.
Right. Big love. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Talk Wrestling on your TalkSport Fight Night feed.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.